Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, after she heard a reference to it on the TV show Schitt's Creek, Mary Timby from Colorado decided to visit the Listoon-Varna Matchmaking Festival. They might be making a TV show about Mary next. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon and good morning from Colorado.
And so yeah, you had heard it referenced on Schitt's Creek, and did this stay in your mind that, oh, I might do that at some point? And did your situation in life change that you thought, oh, now I can?
Yes. I first heard about the festival on the show Schitt's Creek during COVID. I was sitting on my couch like so many others and kind of filed it away. Thought, oh, wouldn't that be fun? And then, yeah, just had a life change and had the time and thought, you know, what do I want to do for me? Where do I want to go? And the memory popped into my head and I thought, ooh, well, I'll give that a Google again. And it happened to be happening all of September of this year. And so I hopped on a plane on a total whim with no expectations. And next thing I knew, I was in Ireland.
Yeah. And did you know, was there something about it that the way they did it or the way it worked that attracted you to it?
You know, I think for me, it was the removal of the screen barrier with dating. I didn't really know what to expect. There wasn't a specific thing I could point to. For me, it was, you know, I think I'll go and just see how it is and keep an open mind. And I feel like anything is better than dating apps at this point. Yeah. In my world. So I think there wasn't a specific draw, but definitely just getting out of my comfort zone and going to a new place and keeping an open mind.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's funny that, that that's a reflection of the world we live in, that meeting real people is now a novelty face to face. So when you arrived, Mary, and you booked in, and with these kind of events, like you go to a local bar and people just chat to each other. Is it as casual as that?
Yes, it's very casual. It's more of a meet someone at the pub type scene than traditional matchmaking. They do have traditional matchmaking services. I didn't participate in those. But for the most part, the festival is just enjoying music and atmosphere and one big lively party full of singles.
Yeah. And so did you meet him on the first night?
I didn't. So I met someone that I had a genuine connection with. It was the second night. We met, of all places, at the matchmaking bar in Listoon-Varna, which is a real bar. And we met at the actual bar and chatted a little bit. But at that point, it was really loud. There were a lot of people. I had, at that point, also gone viral on TikTok and now Instagram. And so I was getting a lot of people approaching me, and I didn't give it a lot of thought at the time. But then he followed up after with just a genuine message. And I felt really comfortable with him. So we went on a series of dates after meeting at the matchmaking festival.
Was he aware that you'd gone viral on TikTok, or and was that why he approached you, perhaps?
Yes, he was aware that I had gone viral on TikTok. And I think that's why, he kind of thought like, oh, well, I know she's looking, you know, and recognized me. But I think that, you know, he has been really genuine and great through the whole thing. So that piece, you know, wasn't a barrier at all.
Okay. And so that, like, he's from Limerick, as I understand it. I know you want to keep his identity a secret for the moment, but he's from the Limerick area. Would that be fair?
He's from the Limerick area. And yeah, just trying to keep his identity private so we can continue to foster a genuine connection.
Because, you know, Ireland's a small country. But I've got to ask, Mary, does he have land?
Does he have land? You know, I...
You haven't asked, Mary? What?
Yeah, I should, you know. And isn't there a piece of that where it's like, does he also have, like, access to the road?
Yeah, frontage. Yeah, but I didn't frontage. Want to say frontage in case you didn't know what that meant. Yeah.
Many people have been asking me that.
And, okay. So do you know whether he's land or not and you're not telling me, or you haven't asked yet?
I haven't asked specifically, but you want to get
on. You want to get on with it, woman. That's a very important question.
Let's go.
Because you're in Colorado and he's somewhere in Limerick sitting on his many acres. So how many dates have you had, or do you count conversations over the internet as dates, if you know what I mean?
Ooh, that's such a good question. So we had 6 dates in person while I was still in Ireland, and they were just so fun, you know, whirlwind dinners, just great time. And now you communicating long distance, I wouldn't say we count them necessarily, but it has been nice to slow down a little bit and, you know, not be in like the energy of it all and get to know each other over the phone.
Sure.
And we do chat at least twice a day. You know, technology has made it.
Twice a day. Wow.
I know. Yeah. Usually in the morning when I'm waking up, and then usually in the afternoon for me when he's going to bed. So, conversation continues, and I am coming back to Ireland October 19th. So we'll have a chance to have some more dates then.
He can walk the land with you then when you come back, Mary.
I will report back to you about the status of his land.
We're down to here. Mary, best of luck to you. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Mary Timby there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.